Hey everybody, and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. I'm out having a morning walk, and so you're coming with me, and I wanted to talk today about breakthrough. How do you get those breakthroughs? And I'm going to relate this conversation with some of the experiences that I've had and where I've personally been able to find a breakthrough. And I guess this is an area where I think since I've been in business, my thinking about it is very different. And I don't know whether when I was in the corporate life, I wouldn't have languaged it this way to say, I'm really looking for that breakthrough. I guess, what does a breakthrough mean? Is it meaning, how do you get from one stage to that next? How do you move to that next level? And certainly when I was in the early stages of my corporate life, it was, how do I get to that next rung on the corporate ladder? How do I keep moving up, keep getting promotions, keep getting pay increases? I mean, when I first started as a chartered accountant, I wanted to get to $100,000 as fast as I could. That was something that was important to me. I'd never had money, and like my first annual salary was $25,000 back in 1990, which was actually a very, very good wage for a graduate external auditor at Cooperstown Library. That was a very good wage. I think the highest at the time, I think KPMG were paying $27,500. But then after, I think, 6 months, we went up to $27,500. And then eventually after you finish your PY, I think at your professional year, I think you went up to, I think that was $42,000. So that was in 1992, 93. And then it kind of progressed from there. As a senior accountant, I think now it's all becoming a bit hazy, and then you jump up to 60,000 at some point. So that was something that was important to me. Now I think about, so I'm running my own business, I think about breakthroughs as, getting from one level to the next. But when I first started business and I was looking at coaching, what I was imagining a breakthrough was almost, I didn't language it this way, but just so you can understand how I perceived it in my head, was almost like doing this one thing and I'll be a millionaire and successful overnight. That was kind of the mindset. Now, that's never going to happen, right? It's just, life just doesn't work that way. And the only way that you achieve true success and true wealth is by doing the things consistently that are right. So you get the personal growth and the development, you understand how to do the stuff, and then you're moving from one level, one step to the next step to the next step. And for me, where I've had some of the biggest breakthroughs, after many years of trial and error, I was in business for 9 years before I found my current coach. And even though I had established a solid business, and certainly better than probably any other person that's doing the same thing in my area at the time, I wasn't where I wanted to be. And I'd had some mindset breakthroughs in terms of, like, I went through a changing career, I went through a divorce, I went through a lot of pain, and what I had deemed for myself to be failure, to create a very strong mindset and completely reprogram myself. And the only way that I did that, like, if I look back now and say, wow, that was a massive breakthrough that I had to take me from where I was to where I am now. But it only happened through doing a lot of hard work. So that was a major breakthrough for me. But I was, like, say, doing what I'm doing right now, out walking, and I was doing these incantations, and I was listening to Tony Robbins, and I was doing it every single day and multiple times a day. Every time I got in the car, I would put his CD in and I would listen to different segments of it. And I was like becoming a sponge, and I could almost recount every every phrase that he was saying on this, CD. And this stuff started to get in, and it started to make a difference to me. And that was probably the first breakthrough that I had, where I completely reprogrammed my thinking from a lot of negative self-talk to change it to positive, uplifting, and removing a lot of limiting beliefs that I had. And so that was a big breakthrough for me. But through this process, my business wasn't changing. So I felt like I was becoming a happier human and having a lot of potential, but I wasn't moving to that next level. And then when I found my existing coach, I realized that that was the right person for me. But for many years, I have spoken about this before, but for many years, I felt that just by getting the coach, the results would be there. And I was hoping that that next coach would be the breakthrough, just by virtue of paying the coach and having the coach in your corner. But the reality is, you can have the best coach in the world like I do, but if I don't do anything, then my results remain exactly the same. And so I realized pretty quickly that, again, like I got branding with these celebrities, and I interviewed Brooke Shields on stage back in 2018. And there was a part of me that thought, well, once I get that, my whole world will change. And in some ways, yes, it did, because in that moment, I became branded for the rest of my life as interviewing this A-list celebrity on stage in LA. I mean, that's massive. But if I don't do anything with that and don't consistently do things to help me get more branded and help me use the learnings from those individuals and so forth, then nothing will change. And that's what's happened to a lot of people. They get a lot of branding, but then they don't actually do anything with it, because the branding is one part, but if you're not, sorry about the road noise, if you're not actively doing something to make yourself better, and you're implementing consistently and you're remaining focused, then you'll stay exactly where you are. And for many years, I just felt that, well, by doing this one thing, I would have all this success that I see others have. And you make up stories about how successful people are. The reality can often be very different. And then it wasn't until, I don't know, maybe it was pre-COVID, that I realized that I needed to not just do one thing. I needed to do a lot of things, and I needed to do them consistently. And, well, actually, let me go back. That's not exactly true. I needed to do a few things and do them very consistently to get the results. And what I realized was the biggest breakthrough that I've ever had in my life is with my current coach, and listening, attending, turning up to events, whether they be live events, whether they be virtual events, and reading and listening to his platform, listening to his coaching sessions and so forth, studying successful people, and hearing that I needed to get up earlier. That was my first thing. I needed to get up earlier. I needed to be more focused. I needed to create a greater work ethic. I needed to work longer, and I needed to work harder, and I needed to be more focused. And with those four things, I think that was four, I had probably the biggest breakthrough in my life. And for me, I do believe that I learn slower than most people. And certainly that's the way that I feel anyway when I'm looking at other people. I read at I'm trying to improve my speed reading skills, but I read at an average speed rate. My comprehension is average, but my work ethic and my focus is in the top 1%, because that's something that I can control. You know, I may never be able to read super fast, but if I'm consistent with the things that I do, then I will become better. And if I can just keep edging myself forward, then I will become better. And so I went through this exercise of working out what were the daily things that I needed to do to just allow me to be the best version of me. And so I think another breakthrough that I had was listening to Lance Armstrong talk about, and put aside the, however you language that, the cheating, the drugs and all that kind of stuff, just stay with me for what I'm about to say. He said he wanted to be the best athlete he could be at any age, like at the age that he was. So if he was, I think I heard it when he was like, say, 45, he wanted to be the best performing 35-year-old version of him that he could be. Not how do I beat all these 30-year-olds or 25-year-olds. How do I be the best version of me? And then all these years later, hearing Tom Brady talk about the same thing, his greatest competitor was him. It was like, how does he just become better? And I mean, I've been doing that for years now. I realized that, well, for my health, yeah, the body ages, I can't lift as much as I used to. I've got, four surgeries later, I can't do some of the things physically that I used to be able to do. But that's okay. I can still be the best version of me. I can still be a lot healthier than anyone else. And I don't do it to, say, be better than someone else. But I notice that when I walk down the street, I walk into the supermarket or something, into a shopping center, and I see people that are clearly younger than me, and they're struggling. They're struggling to walk, or they're hobbling along, and they must have a whole bunch of other health-related issues along with that. And I'm like, man, I'm just walking. I've got little legs, but I'm walking fast past them because my health and wellness is really good. Why? Because of all the focus that I've put in it for the past 36 years. Exercising, watching what I'm eating every single day, doing all the right things to get better and better and better. And it pays off in the long run. So, I mean, again, if I think about a breakthrough back then, 1988, I was bullied. I was bullied as a kid. Then 1988, like I'm 20 years old and somebody threatens to kill me. I felt immobilized. I was looking for somebody else to come and save me, if you like, because it happened in a crowded room and no one did. And I felt completely horrible. I felt, I can't think of the word that I'm looking for right now, but I felt so helpless, stupid, weak, whatever words you want to come up with, gutless. But that was the moment that I said, I'm never going to feel like that ever again. I'm too old for this stuff. I'm sick of waiting for somebody else to be my hero. I need to be my own hero. And that's when I went and joined the gym. And if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be talking to you here today. And so that breakthrough came out of a lot of pain. I think a lot of breakthroughs that we have come out of pain because we decide that I'm sick and tired of putting up with those results. I want a completely different outcome for me. And it's never going to come from one thing. It's going to come from doing perhaps one thing, the right thing, 10,000 times if we go with that. And you will become better. But like I said, the biggest breakthrough I was having was doing those four things I mentioned earlier about my focus, my work ethic. Getting those things done consistently, showing up for my coaching, continuing to grow every single day, also looking after your health and wellness, because without that, I don't have the focus. I don't have the energy to focus. I don't get more done. And so when I realized those things, that my whole world started to change. Another breakthrough was realizing that I needed to come up with a different definition of health for me. Like, what did health really mean? For when I first started, it was around aesthetics, how I wanted to look. And then the confidence came as my body changed. And as I've gotten older, I've realized that, well, I need to create a bigger definition of health for me. And that's when I put in about energy is really important. A part of my health focus is a part of my health as well, because with those things, I can achieve more of everything and anything and get better results for my business, relationships, etc. So that was a really critical one for me. It broadened my definition of health rather than just people think health and fitness and think, oh, well, it's working out, it's doing, eating the right foods, that kind of stuff. yes, that's a part of it, but what if you made it bigger so that it was more impactful for you? And then when my daughter passed, I thought, I need to find a way to come up with a way that I can use her, her memory, her passing, to help create a better version of me. Because it's very easy to just say, stay depressed, stay very sad all the time, and just say, poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me, poor her, poor everybody around her in her life. Or you can say, what if I language that differently to myself? I can't undo anything. But what I can do is continue to be the best version of me now. And what is a way that I can use her, her memory, and everything that she meant to me, and what she knew that I wanted to achieve in my life, how can I use that to become the absolute best version of myself? And so I sat down in front of the computer and wrote down about a dozen different reasons as to how I was going to do that. And it moved me from staying focused in maybe that sad space, because I was feeling, I guess if I just use the phrase, sick and tired of having those sad feelings. It's like, I want this to end. I want to be able to move forward. And so that was the exercise that I did, and it allowed me to get a really good breakthrough to help me move forward. So to sum up this little recording, your breakthrough is not going to happen from the one thing and doing it one time. You need to remain focused. You need to focus on your health. You need to get more energy in your life. You need to find ways that excite you, follow your passion, keep on improving yourself, and you'll find that you connect those things together consistently and you will get those breakthroughs. You absolutely will. But it's never going to be, Moni, it's never going to be something that is easy for you to do. Because true breakthrough comes through pain and suffering and heartache and pain. Think about any great athlete or person that's had a breakthrough. Nobody's come up with a great idea and had that breakthrough overnight. It comes from years and years and years. I've been watching, I think it's one episode to go. It's on Apple TV. I got a 3-month free subscription, so I've been watching a few shows on there. They had a good one on Tom Brady, and now I'm watching the one on Messi. And it's all about the World Cup. And until you watch something like this, you don't understand, because you just don't know, apart from what's maybe at high level media. I mean, I don't follow soccer, but you understand the amount of setbacks that Messi had and the amount of failures, if you like, at the World Cup. Previously, he was hated by his country. So much anger towards him. They built a statue of Messi somewhere in Argentina. And after, I think it was at one of the championships. I don't know if it was the World Cup or one of the other ones that they do, where they were playing Chile, I think. And like he's missed a penalty which would have given them the game, or, you know, tied it up and then go to penalties or something. And he's missed. And he did it twice. And they pulled down the statue. Like, vandals just pulled it down. And he had so much hate towards him. And he decided to leave the national team. And then something happened. It didn't really cover it in this as to why he came back. He came back for 2022. And obviously the rest is history. They won the World Cup. But even through that tournament, the amount of negativity that he was getting, because it's like the World Cup's up to him. It's a team sport, but there was so much pressure on him. And you look at him and say, well, he's the greatest player ever, but it's only through his perseverance and dealing with all those setbacks that he was able to achieve that level of greatness. So, the breakthroughs only come after a lot of pain. And so if you can take that pain and harness it for good, then that's when you'll get the breakthrough. And don't just go looking for a quick solution. It takes a long, long time. Long, long time. I still haven't reached my peak. Still going, still excited about what's to come for me. Just as excited as I am for what you've got coming for you. It's tremendously exciting. Life's a gift. Let's embrace it. See you tomorrow. If you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and opt in for the free consult there. I'd love to connect. See you tomorrow.